And now, Political Corner on WCRSFM.org and DJBCAdventures.tumblr.com. Breaking news! Much to no surprise this morning, if you read your Sunday morning Columbus Dispatch, for the first time in our lifetimes, it happened. The sky caved in. The roof caved in. The Columbus Dispatch caved in. The Columbus Dispatch had done something they had not done in 100 years. 1916. In 1916, James Willis was the governor of Ohio and George Carb was the mayor of Columbus. We don't know who they are. Chick Harley was the superstar for the Ohio football team as the Ohio won their first ever championship in the Big Ten and beat Michigan for the very first time ever. Upper Arlington was not even a thought back in 1916. And the Dispatch endorsed Woodrow Wilson as president. The last time that the Dispatch would endorse a Democrat for president. Until this morning. In the wake of Friday's startling revelation of a Ronald Crump video, where Ronald Crump objectifies women by saying things that I can't really say or repeat or choose not to repeat, Crump is losing support. He has had endorsements rescinded in the last 36 to 48 hours from Senator John McCain to Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. Even his buddy, Arnold, told Crump to, take a hike. But Crump insists he's still in the race. With just 30 days left until the election, what's a party to do? Because Crump has really shot the Republican Party down, basically from day one. I mean, his campaign, his race has been nothing but, really, a bad nightmare for the Republican Party. If you thought Watergate was bad, if you thought, gosh, Watergate was bad, this is much, much worse. I mean, women make up half the voting base in this country, and for what he said is just morally reprehensible. But let's go back to the Dispatch endorsement. The Dispatch said in their editorial this morning, "The stakes are too high to sit out this election and risk letting Crump misuse the awesome power of the presidency. The Dispatch urges voters to elect Hillary Clinton." And Ohio is a very critical battleground state, has been for decades, for centuries. A CBS News battleground poll this morning found Clinton with a 4-point lead. Polls have shown that Crump's lead has dwindled in states such as Ohio. And early voting in Ohio starts on Wednesday. Voters who are undecided voters, they find their choices. Well, yeah, I'm going to sit this one out. You cannot sit this one out. Tuesday is the last day to register to vote. If you're not registered to vote, do so now. You got 2 days left to register to vote. You cannot sit out this election, because if you sit out this election, you'll risk letting that, you're going to risk this country getting shot to crap by that man. We cannot let Ronald Crump be the 45th president of these United States. And if you care about women, if you care about human beings, if you care about mutual respect, do not vote for Ronald Crump whatsoever, because this man does not know how to respect women whatsoever. And when he says things like that, and they're recorded, the whole world will know that this man cannot be trusted. Hide your daughters, sisters, wives, girlfriends, mothers, aunts, grandma, BFFs. The guy is... if you thought that I was bad, this guy is much, much worse. By far, he's a sicko, nutto, creepo. And The Dispatch's editor, Alan Miller, explained that the Dispatch editorial board did not take this decision lightly and found the choice between the two candidates to be unpleasant, quote-unquote. But USA Today endorsed a candidate for the first time ever. The Atlantic magazine only made its third endorsement ever since it began in 1857. And, you know, it's basically clear. A Crump presidency would mean a disaster for America. He's unfit to lead this country. He's gone cuckoo. And speaking of which, tonight is the second debate, which you can hear Pacifica coverage on 94.1 FM WGRN. All the major networks except for NBC are airing the debate. NBC will be streaming it online at NBCnews.com or NBC.com, NBC, one of those two, because of their commitment to Sunday Night Football between the New York Giants and the Green Bay Packers. But the thing about it is that that was the Dispatch endorsement that broke all endorsements in the past. And speaking of which, Hillary Clinton will be on the South Oval of the Ohio campus tomorrow evening at a rally in the South Oval of the Ohio campus on the at the Ohio in the University District. So for more on that, go to HillaryClinton.com. There, if you have to go through the Ohio campus, expect lots and lots of traffic. Lots and lots of traffic, much like an Ohio football game. A lot of traffic tomorrow night on the Ohio campus with this debate, I mean, this rally going on. Clinton will be urging people to register to vote. Again, Tuesday is the last day to register to vote in Ohio for this upcoming election, and early voting begins Wednesday. In Franklin County, you could vote early at the Early Voting Center on Morse Road. We'll put the hours on the Facebook page for the DJBC Happy Hour, DJBCH2O on Facebook, and on WCRSFM at facebook.com/WCRSLPFM. But that's that. That's Political Corner. And then on the next Political Corner, we promised you the pros and cons of Issue 60, why Issue 60 could make or break public transportation in Columbus, and why, if it fails, plan for the worst on the next Political Corner. We promise, unless news breaks about a presidential candidate saying things that he should not have said. If you thought the 47% was bad 4 years ago for Mitt Romney, this was much, much worse for Ronald Crump. And DJBCAdventures.tumblr.com.